This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that it's Monday. Woo! Oh, Monday. Thank God. I was so sick of that weekend.
All right.
Going on. Oh, get me back to work. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm good.
Yeah, do you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Good.
Just, you know, waiting for that baby to drop.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's just...
Is it knocking at the door, or is it just...
You know, it's one of those... You've been there.
Yeah. It's a long time.
At the end...
I forget what happened.
You're just sort of on alert.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for any...
Any little... Oh!
Even when you're, you know, I left the house to ride my bike. I don't know what day that was, but... As I was, the farther I got away from home, the faster I knew I was going to have to pedal home if I got the alert.
Mm-hmm.
So I just turned back.
You want to be there. You know what? You don't need anybody in distress at
it's
your
just
house.
Just a whole thing, man. I couldn't believe it. I found myself out there going, this is dumb, but I'm going to turn right.
Is your mom at the house right now?
No.
So what's the plan with Isla?
We're working on that. Worst case, she just comes with us.
Yeah.
Sorry, kid, get up. No one's here to watch you. You're coming with us. And that's if it's the middle of the night.
Kind of an interesting experience for a little girl.
I don't know what to say. That's, you know.
Wouldn't be the first time somebody brought
there was another plan, but some things have come up here and there and like a storm of what the hell? So, you know.
Yep.
Sandy will be here in a couple weeks.
That seems too late.
It does.
Yeah.
You're
Maka
right.
Around? Where's Christina's
mom? I'm sure they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was up to. I was watching my Instagram, though, as our people were out partying their asses off.
I know. Hooman came over last night.
What do you mean you know? Why didn't you go?
I didn't go.
What?
I didn't go. You know what? I didn't even realize that I had those tickets coming. And this whole summer's just gotten away from me. I swear to God.
How?
Because the 4th of July party and everything we were doing that. Then my niece comes and I get to go to my brother's party last weekend and my eye thing. And then it was Outside Lands. My brother's going to be here in a second. I'm doing all this work for Burning Man.
You're back.
Oh, yeah. My back.
Your back still hurts?
No.
Oh.
That's over. Thank God.
Poison Oak.
Oh, my God. That was back in May. That's over. That's been a long time. God, I have had a weird year. But, yeah,
Ringworm.
I didn't have ringworm. That was someone
you
else.
You just wanted it.
Yeah, I wanted to have ringworm. It seemed fun. It seemed like a fun thing to get. So this weekend I saw Hooman on Sunday night, and he was telling me that they had a great... Did you go Saturday too, Yuzi, or just on Friday?
Saturday.
Friday and Saturday?
No, I ended up just going Saturday.
Oh, so you guys spent the whole day there? Mm-hmm. He said Florence and the Machine was incredible.
Yeah, they closed out the night Saturday night. I posted a picture on the Alice973 Instagram of me and Yuzette. We ran into Steve Wozniak.
Oh, really?
And the VIP, and there was a funny picture of Yuzette photobombing, so I posted that.
Oh, how funny. Did you talk to him at all? Or?
Yeah,
Yuzette. Well, I told Hooman, where were we standing in line? Oh, for pizza. Hooman was getting some pizza, so I was standing there. And I turned around, and I told Hooman, I go, hey, that looks like Steve Wozniak. And so...
So I go, hey, Woz, it's Hooman from Alice. We met a long time ago. And then I said, remember Yuzette? And he goes, oh, yeah, hey, guys.
I know, like he remembers. I go, we haven't seen you since Bimbo's, that concert that you needed tickets for.
Yeah.
So
you pretended to know who you were? That's great.
Yuzette talked to him for a while, yeah. And I was, like, kind of hovering and taking pictures.
Well, she actually is, as, you know, one of the original nerds, he can carry a conversation. He's not, like, awkward or...
He's actually interested.
When I talked to him at Bimbo's, I don't know.
When was that? That was so long ago.
5 years ago. We talked for, like, at least 10 minutes at a place where normally you wouldn't talk to someone for more than two.
Right.
So, and he talked about the US Festival and all this stuff.
Uh-huh. He loves concerts.
Yeah.
He's a music fan. You know, he's been doing ads for like the Leaf or the...
On TV?
No. I hear him on well, I haven't heard him in a little while, but on KCBS he was like, you know, I wanted to go electric. I can't remember how the commercials went, but I was just like...
sort of familiar.
Oh, the Leaf, the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The car, like an electric car.
Oh.
And I just...
That's the Nissan, right?
I'm not sure if it was the Leaf or if it was like the Volt or something.
Yeah, the Volt's the Chevy. We looked at those.
Yeah, I just... He's endorsing one of those. I don't remember which one exactly, but I did think to myself, is there any way that a billionaire is driving around? I mean, is he a billionaire? He's got to be close if he isn't.
Oh, he bought... It says... This is an article from last year that he... ends up buying a Chevy Bolt EV.
Okay.
Oh, then it says, in addition to a Tesla.
I was going to say, like, I hate to, you know, disparage the Volt, but if I'm Steve Wozniak, I'm getting a Tesla.
He's worth 100
or the Mercedes-Benz. I mean,
yeah, but if I got to go electric, I'm going to go
but
big.
There is something quaint or almost charming about a filthy rich person.
It's like the Warren Buffett living in the home he's
driving,
lived in his
right,
whole life.
Exactly. I remember watching, I don't know why this stands out, but I remember watching, it's not, what was Seinfeld's writing partner's name?
Larry David.
Larry David in his dumb
his
show
Prius.
In the early
oh,
episodes.
Yeah,
the there he, with that silly music, carnival music, and he's right. He's driving his Prius. And I thought, how, he's richer than...
He could be just taking a limo, right?
Or driving a Lamborghini or any,
sure,
you know, whatever.
Anything else. Right.
But
yeah.
There he is in his little, how quaint.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, trying to do his part.
Sure. Except now it's, you know, the Prii are everywhere and there's no chance in hell he's still driving that thing.
Yeah. Maybe he only drove it for the show, just, you know, try to be responsible.
Just to look
Just to look
quaint.
Like he cared.
Right.
I care about the environment. Yeah.
Anyway. So the party was great or what? You guys,
Outside
Florence
Atlanta,
was good.
It was great. Just the people. I love walking around there. Oh, my legs are killing me.
Oh, are
me.
They?
The back of my legs.
Oh.
We
you do a lot of walking.
Thing.
That thing is, it's enormous. Mm-hmm. You don't.
We checked out Grasslands.
Oh, yeah, we did go there.
Oh.
Did you get some product delivered to your house, Yuzi?
No.
Oh, what? Oh.
I don't.
Could have hurt you with helped you with your aches and pains.
I suppose. And God knows what else it would have helped me with. a lot of edible type stuff there. I don't do edibles and I just don't even want to try them.
Oh, they were handing out samples?
No. You had to order them.
Oh, and that area was really like, those marijuana companies seemed to have quite a bit of money. Like there was one that was looked like a little tiny mansion.
Oh.
One looked like a greenhouse, like you kind of walked in, you interacted with everyone. That was cool.
Did it make you feel like maybe I should give
Oh,
this a
you
try?
Know who else we saw? We saw Gavin. We went and supported him.
Oh,
he
yeah.
spoke.
Was he inspirational?
I went
this
there
is such a weird festival. I love
know.
This.
I went there at the beginning, saw him, and then we walked out to get something to eat. And then I talked to Hooman and Bryn. Then we met them there again at Gavin, and we went backstage.
Oh, he was still talking?
Still talking.
Oh,
going from a music stage to walking over to see Gavin, and outside of the tent, there's this big screen, you know, with him talking on it
so you didn't
before
have
you walk
tent.
In. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's all like super kind of a different thing, you know? It's like super, I wouldn't say boring, but...
Like a TED Talk.
Oh, it's serious. Boring.
Find another word for boring because I don't want to say boring.
It's boring.
How about
sure.
super boring?
But yeah, you see Gavin there saying important stuff, I'm sure.
Smart, though. There's a bunch of active kids who
Absolutely.
Are super into the political process right now, and you'd be dumb not to say yes to an invite. Or he may have even said, let me in.
Mm.
I need to be there.
Well, that particular area, what was the name of where
That's
he spoke?
That's the Barbary tent.
Because they did all kinds of stuff there, like an environmental... summit meeting or something, and they, you know, it was like a like political leaning social responsibility tent is what I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there just on Saturday, or did he?
I think just on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's good that you guys caught him.
Who's
and you
the
saw
other
him backstage?
Yeah, we took some pictures with him.
Did he recognize you?
Yes,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, he was happy to see us.
Oh.
He was like
He's
was
like,
grateful
wow,
that
thanks
we
thanks for the support.
Yeah, we
thank
supported
you.
Him, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Who's the other dude in the photo with you guys with the Waz?
Oh, that's my buddy Alex. I had a plus one, and he's like, "Hey, man, if you're going, I'd love to go with you." He's kind of had some tough times, and so I was like, "Hey,
what kind of tough times?
Yeah, what's going on with Alex?
He got divorced. Oh, and stuff, that's
hard. That is hard. You know what? That is hard." some cheering up.
I cheered him up. I said, "You're a very handsome man. You will have no problem."
Oh, he told you he got divorced?
No, I told him. Then he said a little something, and I was like, "You're very handsome.
You're very handsome. You'll have no problem finding a rich woman to pay off your ex-wife. It'll be great. It'll be fine."
Aisha Curry had a 5-star pop-up restaurant.
Oh.
We couldn't get in, but we walked by it a couple times.
It was her international smoke?
Her international smoke.
I guess she had to have a prior reservation.
Yeah. Oh. It was like for Chase Sapphire.
Oh, well.
Something or other.
Oh. Yeah, we're Chase.
Of course it was a promotion, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. What did you eat there? I hear the food's amazing.
We didn't eat there. They wouldn't let us in.
No, I mean, do you eat anywhere?
We had pizza. I had an avocado.
I had some stuff from the curry up. A truck.
Oh, curry up. That's funny.
Yeah.
I had some dumplings. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I had quinoa avocado salad.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And a mango.
Oh, yeah. We had the mango lemonade drink.
Who was the best band?
I love Florence and the Machine the most. That's the one that I was really sucked into.
That was the one that stood out just because I was able to stay for that one headliner. Like Friday, I worked that day, so by 7 p.m. I couldn't even stay for the weekend. I was fading so hard.
You couldn't stay for the. You love the weekend.
I love the weekend, but
why
I'm like,
sit under a tree and take a nap.
So I had Anita stay with my friends, and I was like, okay, I'm going home because I'm fading so hard.
Oh my God.
But it's fun, isn't it? You know how it is.
You definitely know how it is. Your eyes start to burn. Right. You're just like, oh man, I'd love to be up, but I just want to close my eyes.
I'm not having fun. Yeah. I want to sleep.
And then Sunday, you know, I'm just worried.
Did all 3 days.
Yeah, I was just worried about going to work. And then it's the third day of walking. So I'm like, you know,
hate walking.
And that place is just massive. It's just like,
Did your gout flare up?
No.
Did
maybe.
You take your motorcycle on Sunday?
Yes, I took it all three
I was
days.
Feeling bad because it was warm. It was nice and warm.
Sunday was super cold.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You were carrying around your big old motorcycle jacket. I was like, I wish I could fit that in my backpack.
No, it's fine. That jacket's cool. I can take off the outer layer, and it's mesh and it's breathable.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Did you guys like churches?
I love churches. Oh, my God. They were so good.
Churches, I'm surprised you didn't choose them. I've never seen them live, but I don't really think of Florence as a big headliner. I'm surprised they were able to sort of fill the bill. Good for them that they were, but Churches is sort of quietly up and comer alternative thing, and they're so poppy, and it's like alternative sugar, if anything. I mean, they're really poppy.
We were looking at the posters, you know, from when Outside Lands first started. I don't even know when Vinny
10 years ago.
Yes, okay, 10 years
okay,
ago.
So 10
it was
years
right
ago.
When Vinny first got
so
here.
So one of the bands we saw pop up and get higher and higher on the bill was Churches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. They're one of the few bands that I can listen to that I don't hate, well, that I like, and that I can put
hate.
On in the car with
and satisfy
mixed
the whole
company,
family.
Uh-huh. Yes, and not have everyone be like, you're killing us.
The one with the chick singer, didn't we just?
She is.
We just recently listened. Maybe they just put out a record or something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening to some Churches recently.
Mm. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Did you happen to, you left before Beck on Friday? Beck was like the one band that I was like, I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beck and The Weeknd were going on at the same time.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
You would have gone to The Weeknd.
Twin Peaks and, yeah, I would have gone to The Weeknd if I could have stayed.
I love Beck.
Me too.
He's so good.
And I haven't seen him live.
And he's
in
played Outside Lands.
I heard he killed it.
That's probably his third or fourth time.
Mm. Mm. He must like it. I wonder if that's, if there's certain festivals that bands are like, but I'll book that every year.
Golden Gate Park.
Well, it's so well put together, and I do want to thank the people like Danielle who helped get us tickets. And then, you know, Rebecca and Michelle and the whole promotions team because, man, that concert is dialed in.
Mm.
everything is just, you go to some concerts, you're like, oh, this is a mess.
Right.
Well, they've
not
had,
without Sidelands.
They've no. had some time to work on it. There yeah. were the early well, days were a little weird.
So
yeah, they were. Yeah. How, well, they got people walking through, but they try to put these fences up to keep people from walking in other spots. And I was watching the fences go down and people trampling over them. And then the,
oh,
the fences are part of the ground now. Yeah. And you're like, yikes! But that's the masses are moving through and. They will not be pushed into hallways, you know?
I wondered about that. Isn't the so it's not the whole park then? Because I was thinking the only way to really do something like that on that kind of scale is just fence off the whole park.
No, it's no, like it's from 25th park. To maybe
36.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
yeah.
So just a big chunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1 mile from
it's
one.
It's a lot. It's
yeah.
a lot. It's a big space.
It's a huge park. It's
it
much
is.
Bigger than you really think.
But trying to get people, you know, here's this stage over this way, mm-hmm. but don't walk here.
Mm.
They had, you know, they had to figure it out.
There's an app, and it gives you directions, like wherever.
Well, they give you maps when you walk in too.
But we don't need to use that because we're pros.
You guys are amazing
veterans.
Right?
No newbies here.
I also saw Bon Iver. I don't know if you know who that is.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. He was okay.
Is that how you say it?
Bon Iver.
Okay.
I believe so.
Huh.
He's an Irish dude, isn't he? Or it's,
yeah.
it's not a band. It's not a dude. It's a band.
Yeah, a lot of trombones, a lot of brass.
Yeah, we play a couple of their songs.
When I first heard that guy, I told you about him, and you were like, "That's too slow." You didn't like it.
What?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
It was the first album. I think it was the first album's called Wisconsin or something like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
your girl Michelle Wolf was there too.
Oh, in the comedy, so mm-hmm. she did a couple of days there actually. She did more than one thing.
She did. She was there Friday and Saturday. But
so,
she was in the same area that Gavin spoke in.
Oh. So is that where... So the Barbary thing was also the comedy?
Yeah.
And like, wasn't the Queer Eye... One of the Queer Eyes was
oh,
there.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, that line was long, too.
I'll bet it was. I used to love the old Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember any of the dudes' names on it, but
right.
Carson Kressley.
That was one.
There's a guy named
Jai
Ty.
Rodriguez.
Right. Was he the Zhushing guy? Zhush your hair?
I've never really watched it.
Oh, really?
But it was J-A-I, so yeah. I don't know how that's pronounced.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of, not Ty, but Jai. And then there was the cooking guy. He went on to be on Chopped, I think. But there, anyway, this new iteration of it, people are freaking, they love it.
Good.
I was thinking I might have to binge that at some point.
Oh, really?
You know, the thing about the Queer Eye show was that, you know, you always cried at the end.
Oh, you did?
You do, because they
the person's so happy.
They just make these people's, they go in there, because they don't just give the guy a makeover. They usually redo the house. They teach them how to eat better. They bring them out of their shell. They do all this stuff, and they're just, it's just super inspirational and kind of emotional.
Were they the guys that did that one dude? He wore a wig every day with his
yes.
wife and didn't want anyone to know he had a wig
uh-huh.
yeah.
and would wear the wig to bed.
That totally
that sounds familiar,
familiar,
yeah.
And then they said, you got to lose the wig. And his mom was like, you can never lose the wig. You need to keep the fake hair.
Oh,
you
the
have
mom.
To. The mom was in his ear telling him he's half a man without his hairdo or whatever.
Oh, mom.
And they made him shave his head down and get the... And his I don't think his wife even knew. I think it was... Was that them? Was that the show?
Yeah, that does sound familiar. So his wife must have known. She just had never seen him without
it. She just
it.
Never made a thing of it. I don't know.
That's so sad.
You know what? Now that you say that, that was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
No, but they would just really change these people's lives. And it was, I found the show inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, as much as I liked the old one and I was kind of hooked into it, like, I would watch it every week. I don't know if I want to commit to a whole other thing where
it's hard to keep up, man.
Every week I'm going to cry. There is so much TV.
You know what the missus put on this weekend was something Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
You know, the only reason this is on my radar is it won a bunch of Emmys.
Oh.
Last year. So I've been talking about watching it. What did you think?
So it's okay. I liked it. But it's not some one of those things that's gonna that you have to see. Like I wouldn't say
what's it
but
about.
But she likes it.
It's about the 50s, and that it's this woman who's married to a guy. One of the scenes shows her. This is the time. She gets in bed with all her makeup on.
Oh God!
And her hair done, and waits for him to fall asleep. then gets up, goes to the bathroom, takes all her makeup off, puts her curlers in, puts her thing on, puts her cold cream on, goes, falls asleep, gets up before him, goes back to the bathroom, get. So that's the time frame we're talking about?
The good old days.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God, Hooman.
You
say
so.
Dick.
So she's she ends up becoming a stand-up comedian.
In the 50s.
In the 50s.
Oh, my God, how funny.
And it's pretty. So there, she mentions real things, and that's why I was tripping out. She mentions Lenny Bruce, and she buys a Red Fox record to see what stand-ups actually do.
Right.
Because she doesn't even know.
What's her husband like in the TV show?
He's probably a jerk.
Don't say that, Sarah.
Tony Shalhoub?
Her dad is Tony Shalhoub. Okay. So her husband was the one that wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And apparently he just steals Bob Hope's act. Like, does Bob Hope's act. And everyone goes, that's Bob Hope's act. And so he's laughed out of, like, he can't. You don't have an act. So she ends up doing it and is good. She's totally doing it off the cuff and talking about real things that are on her mind about women and it's decent.
It says that the series was created by Amy Sherman Palladino, who created Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
It's cute.
You should watch it.
Well, that's good, clever writing. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Good, clever writing.
A lot of talking. Gilmore Girls. Tons.
You had to keep up.
Yeah.
Like, those
really
girls.
Fast back and forth.
Yeah,
it's a lot
sometimes
of talking.
Too much. Yeah.
I'm looking
but
at.
This sounds cute.
I'm looking at stills. This woman looks like the camera really loves her face. She looks attractive.
That's probably why they cast her.
Oh, who, right. Maisel?
Yeah,
she's very pretty. And there's some scenes that are good. I'm not trying to. There's just so much TV on.
Yeah. Well, of course, Big Brother, three nights a week.
Oh, God.
I'm already behind.
I watched Big Brother at 3 a.m. this morning because I had to go to bed last night. I just couldn't do it.
I could not sleep last night. I might as well have just stayed up all night. Could not fall asleep. Still wide awake at 12:30. That's the last time I looked at the clock. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that. I better get some sleep because if she wakes up in the middle of the night, I'm going to be hating.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in bed. It was bright daylight.
What time?
Coming in my window at 7:30.
Oh, that's a good time to go to. But you fell asleep.
No. But I mean, I was in bed. Well, look, I just was I got to get some rest.
Right.
If she wakes up in the middle of the night, that's it. It's on. And if I don't have something, even just body rest, even just having laid there, then I'm going to be hating.
What's today? The 13th?
Yeah.
So 14th. So she needs to have the baby this Saturday.
So Friday we went to Pachi's and ordered one of those pizzas.
The pregnancy pizza.
It had ham and garlic and onions.
Did she
and
just
bell
stink
peppers
all night?
And well, I had it with her. We both went down with that.
Was it spicy?
Sausage and ground beef.
Sounds
and
like it.
And
everything. The kitchen sink.
It was an $80 pizza.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to you.
Oh my God.
We had
God.
To buy a cheese pizza for the kid. Because that She's thing gonna, wasn't right. even right. edible. It wasn't even edible. It was like so like, oof. Everything was, every bite was a burp. It was so full of stuff.
And then no luck.
And no baby.
Mm. And they're going to strip her memories again today?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
I think so.
It's got me. Come on, man. No. I really want her to be born on 81818. That's a great birthday. My brother's birthday is the 15th. That's
of August.
Wednesday.
Oh, will he be here?
He will not be here until the 27th.
You want to wait till the 18th?
I want him to wait, but
well,
it's up to
baby. We'll see. I mean,
the baby comes when the baby comes.
Yeah, that's the trip.
Yeah.
I know it's not a new experience for, well, it's not even for me either, but everybody who's been through it knows. It's this end here. You're like, damn it, man.
You get down to go time, and it's, yeah, I mean, that's all-encompassing. That's your focus right now. As it should be. Of course.
Right.
Our plan is... we have Johnny Mosley and...
Well, we have Johnny and Marcus. I don't know which is going to be first.
Depends on when the baby comes. Are they both on high alert?
They are, but they both... Marcus has been going to L.A. Johnny's been doing some other stuff, right. So...
Marcus made his TV show.
Did
I still don't know what happened with it.
He made a pilot?
He made a pilot. So he may be going to L.A. to try and get that thing sold. I don't know. But
maybe. I forgot. Yeah, I talked to him a few weeks ago, and I forgot why he said he was going to L.A. But, Vinny, you might be right. That might be what it
is. He made it. I mean, I've never seen it. I don't know if anyone's seen it or if it's on. Well, I don't know what the deal is with it.
I'll ask him about it because I'm going to see him in the next few weeks here. Or at some point, if you ever have that baby.
Well, listen, we're doing everything we can.
Like it or not. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, happy Monday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.